Welcome to today's Ovzon SSA call on the 26th of August, 2013. On the call, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Mikey O'Connor, Eric Schweiger, and from staff, we have Patrick Jones and Christina Nordstrom, and apologies from Bart Bosswinkle and Julie Hedlund. That's all.
Cool. Well, welcome, everybody, after a long hiatus after Durban. And I think that our agenda is simple. We just sort of need to get our wrap-up letter underway. And Bart is not able to make this call, and we sort of delegated that to Bart, but then never heard back from him. Christina, do you have any sense as to whether he accepted that delegation and is thinking about doing it, or do we need to nudge him again? An update on that would be helpful. Now, Christina's gone.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you said Christina. Sorry. No, I can remind him. I'm happy to remind him.
This letter is like something that everybody runs away from or goes on mute over. It's like,
Jim here.
Jim, you're here. Good deal. We just got started. And Bart is has missed today's call. He sent apologies, which I missed. I'm wrong on the line.
Mikey, this is
yes,
Joker
sir.
For the transcript. Just to make sure, a short recap on what we agreed on, and I just want to make sure that we agreed that we did identify the material for the final working group report, and we did agree that the material we have been delivering so far is the material that will be delivered as a final report, right? So there is no such thing as the polishing of material into the final report. I'm just going through what Olivier wrote down as the tasks that had to be accomplished going on with our work. And I think these two points came to such a final, as commonly been mentioned by me. And third would be send this final working group report with respective cover letter to the SOs and ACs, and we are talking just about assembling the final report, editing the final report, and the final report editing will be based very strictly on what we have been delivering so far, and that it just needs some editing and a cover letter that both could be done by any ICANN staff. That's my current standpoint. Is that correct?
This is Mikey. That's certainly the way I'm thinking. I'm in at the point of view of saying, look, there's no way that we're going to reopen that report and change it in any substantive way. So the only edits
right.
that I'm imagining is acknowledging, the dates of the current thing. I think that the cover letter is interesting because we get to speak to our respective ACs and SOs because they are the ones that have to shut us down. And essentially tell them what their options are. Their options are either to shut us down or not. And if not, then it's sort of up to them to, come up with a scenario where we proceed, but I can't imagine that they would. Olivier, I stuck your stuff up there in the notes. Do you want to walk us through what you were thinking when you wrote that?
Thank you very much. Just looking for the unmute button. It's Olivia speaking, and I was unmuted already, so that doesn't help. I should have just opened my mouth. I think the stuff that I wrote on there, and thanks for putting it on the screen, was pretty straightforward, effectively. In order for us to be able to move on and throw the ball back to our respective SOs and ACs with the least amount of additional work for us possible. So first, you know, to identify the material for the final DSSA working group report, and I guess that we'll probably have to sort of somehow maybe polish it or put it together. I know there's plenty of material that's out there. You just have to look at the wiki pages and you find various reports and, of course, our last update report, which was our last couple of update reports, including the Long Prague update report, which I think could probably be one of the main constituents or components of the DSSA work group report. And then perhaps we need to add an additional set of possible possible paths forward that we offer our respective SOs and ACs. I think it's very difficult for them to grasp the work that we've done due to the nature of it, I guess, being something that not everyone manages to grasp easily. It's technical, it's in some case theoretical, it's not core to many people's activities out there. And if we're going to just throw a report at them, they might just fight it and say, okay, thanks. But if we do give them the different options that where we're going to go or where we could go, then at that point, it certainly gives them a chance to discuss the way forward. One thing that I would caution, though, of course, is to say that if they do wish to go forward with having some more work for this working group, we have to make it absolutely clear that this working group has suffered from volunteer fatigue. It's been on around for at least 2 years. So there would need to be some work to refresh the membership, get new people involved, etc. So that's one thing. Finally, I would can take also this opportunity to let you know that the the ATRT2 has been looking at the SSRRT report implementation. And in that respect, there's also been some study of the DNSRMF and to a lesser extent, the DSSA's work. And I brought the DSSA's work in the discussion due to the discussions that we had. Regarding the concern that the DNSRMF might be more concerned about the risks to ICANN, whilst the DSSA's work was more about the risks to the DNS. The question being, does the SSRRT report require work to take place to look at the risks to the DNS or the risks to ICANN? And that's a big question. And I'm not the person who's leading this. David Conrad is leading this in the HRT2. But there might be some questions that will be fired in the direction of this team here in case he needs more information. I've forwarded him a lot of information on what we've been doing. And, of course, he's got full access to the DNSRMF work as well. That's pretty much the way forward. So just, that's right. In the cover letter that we send to our respective SOs and ACs, provide what the different suggestions might be as to where we could go next, and then see if they want to have an updated charter for the working group or if they wish to close it down and be done with it. Thanks,
Olivier. And I think maybe our way forward, since Bart isn't on the call, is Christina. If you could take an action to get to Bart and find out whether he's willing to tackle this drafting project.
I just sent an email to him 2 seconds ago about
Okay. Well, I think you might be able to follow up and say, look, Bart, you only probably have to listen to a 20-minute call, because I think until we know where Bart's at on this, we probably don't need to spend a lot more time on this call trying to figure out our way forward.
Correct.
I think the most helpful approach would be if Bart could hack out a rough draft of that letter and to give us something to edit, sketch out some, the ways forward It seems to me that, just to amplify what Olivier is saying, if there is a way forward, it needs to be a reconstituted way forward. It can't be a continuation, because I know from the GNSO side, we've pretty much lost everybody to other roles, other projects. We'd have to rebuild the whole team. So it would just be nice to know if Bart is willing to hold the pen on that, or whether we have to. Is he landing soon? Are we going to be able to hear from him today, do you think? Could we carry this on the list later through the week? Or is he going on holiday? Christina, I'm sorry, I'm aiming that at you. Do you know?
Yes, I was on mute. I was talking. No, he's not on holiday. He's going to Istanbul for a few days now, but he's going to be checking his email and everything. So he'll probably get back to you when he sees my email.
Okay. Well, that would be helpful.
There's a policy meeting. It's Olivier here. There's a policy meeting in Istanbul, actually, and Heidi Ulrich from At Large has also gone there. So I gather there'll be quite a few ICANN staff going to Istanbul, enjoying the sights, but also discussing policy on the Bosphorus.
How lovely for them. Okay. Well, I noticed Mark joined us. Welcome, Mark. Mark, Jim, any additions to this notion that seems to be emerging? Any refinements that you want to throw on this before?
So
I think
this
we
is
can
Jim.
Wrap up. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'm happy with where we're going. I think it's the right answer. I think I've been advocating for something like this for a while, so nothing to add.
Okay.
Thanks. All good. And this is Mark. I'm good with it, too, from what I've heard so far, which is very little.
Well, I think that's the plan, then. Let's see if we can recruit a scribe and maybe let Bart take a crack at sketching out what needs to go into it, what it might look like. I liked Olivier's idea of perhaps throwing a rope around not just the written report, but some of the supporting materials as well. I think things like that giant Excel spreadsheet that we built that people might be able to use to do risk assessments might be another thing to roll into that. And see if Bart can join us next week with sort of an update on that. And then, Christina, if Bart declines that opportunity, that would be good to know as well.
Yeah, I'll make sure he'll be in touch.
Okay, well, I don't know. Jorg, any?
No, fine.
Final thoughts?
I think I tried to advocate or get going in the first place when I said something.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine with me. Just one remark, if you haven't been aware, then the final report of Westlake has been published, so it might be interesting to take a look at it.
Yeah, in fact, Patrick and Bill Graham sent me a note nudging me to send that announcement out to our list, and I just haven't gotten around to it. Patrick, do you have any update on whether there's a red line so that we don't have to wade through the whole thing again?
Yeah.
And look at
so I do have an update. The answer is we don't have a red line copy. The changes are largely stylistic, correcting some typos. There's few material changes, the addition of the name of the advisory group to an expert panel, and adding the remaining appendices, including the reading list. That's largely the changes since Durban.
Okay. Could you kind of summarize that in an email that you draft in such a way that it could just, what would really be good is if you could just send it directly to the DSSA list. Otherwise,
yeah,
we'll move forward.
I'll just send it to the DSSA list, pointing to the comment forum and adding that detail.
Yeah, that would be great, just so people know sort of which parts to look at and comment on. Okay, I think that's kind of it for me. Any last thoughts before we wrap this up? It was a record short call, but that's okay with me. All right, that's it. We'll see you all in a week, hopefully with an update from Bart, and see where we're at.
Thanks, Mikey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mikey.
Okay, bye.